A Democratic candidate in the race for Florida Commissioner of Agriculture says she's been targeted after Wells Fargo shut down her campaign account. From our sister station in Tallahassee, WFSU's Ryan Daly reports that Nikki Fried claims it's because of her advocacy for medical marijuana.
Nikki Fried is raising questions as to why her account was shuttered after she received donations from lobbyists supporting medicinal marijuana.
I wonder how many other accounts that they are not looking at that we know across the country that there are candidates out there that are supporting advocacy for medical purposes, and they haven't shut down their accounts, or any of the law firms or any of the other lobbying shops that have clients for medical marijuana. I was specifically targeted.
That's Fried addressing reporters at the Capitol Monday. She says her campaign being singled out is indicative of the scrutiny medical pot operations face every day. In a statement, Wells Fargo says its policy is, quote, not to bank or provide services to marijuana businesses or for activities related to those businesses. The Department of Agriculture oversees some aspects of the medical marijuana industry in Florida, including those related to pesticides and food safety. I'm Ryan Daly.
The Twitter feed for Florida's SunPass toll system reveals a lot of customers are unhappy over a botched system upgrade that's been causing problems since June. The governor has asked the inspector general to investigate. The state says the billing backlog in hundreds of millions of customer accounts is now over and is promising to repay customers for overdraft charges. But a television station in Tampa, WTSP, says it's been getting calls from viewers saying their SunPass data has been compromised. The state of Florida announced last week it is fining contractor Conduent nearly $1 million for all the problems related to the upgrade. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.